The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you are too.
Well, I'm a little tired because I've kind of been watching where you've been this week. I mean, you were over at Clemson speaking to the entrepreneurship class. You spoke to the Rotary Club of Clemson. Then you're at the South Carolina State Guard, a beautiful celebrating National Canine Veterans Day. The list goes on. I mean, how do you keep the pace up?
I don't know. You know what? I surround myself with energetic people like you, Joey. You're everywhere, too. You're always doing something. So, yeah, you know, it is such an honor to serve, and I love getting out there. And I really love, you know, you mentioned being at Clemson. That was amazing. It did make me feel old, though, Joey. Being in a college lecture hall again, I was kind of nostalgic going back when I thought, God, I just can't wait to get out of here and start making money. And if for anybody who is still in school listening, as you're driving, as parents are taking you to school, these are the best years of your life. Trust me, enjoy them.
Yes.
Enjoy the time in the classroom. But it was great to get to talk to them, Joey, about, you know, being an entrepreneur is great, but you need to get involved in the political process. And although I didn't want to make the conversation overly political, good governance has a lot to do with successful business. And it's not disputable. I mean, we see it everywhere. States that are run well, where government gets out of their way, entrepreneurism flourishes.
Yeah.
And states that, you know, just put a thumb on the back of their neck and continue to give them hurdles to jump over, businesses are leaving in droves. And so it was great to kind of have that conversation with, you know, a generation of kids who don't really hear that kind of conservative government talk. So it was a great day. It was great to see so many kids being so energetic. And the grandson of our very own Sphinx family was in the class. So no shocker that he is aspiring to be a young entrepreneur himself.
Oh, cool. Cool. So what kind of response and what kind of questions did you get from these college kids?
So, you know, a lot of them asking me, you know, what, you know, my message to them was failure is inevitable, and that you shouldn't be afraid to fail, because out of some of your failures come your biggest successes.
Yep.
What you need to really concentrate on is to fail in small ways so that you can achieve in big ways. And so they were asking me questions like, what did I think my biggest failure was, and how did I recoup from that? They had great questions.
Yeah.
You know, what advice would I give to somebody about trying to start their own venture? And, you know, sometimes when you get in those classes, when I have high school kids that I talk to, when I speak at colleges, they are very like open with their questions, and it creates great dialogue. But a lot of it is, what do I think tomorrow is going to be like? You know, we were coming off of the Silicon Valley Bank debacle. And so we were talking about that and how, because we were talking, you know, a lot of venture capital held in that bank. But what I told them is, you know, it goes back to good governance, too, because when you take the interest rates and you play with them like a thermostat at your home, and they're going up and down and up and down, it has a lot of collateral damage. And that's part of what you saw happening there, is that interest rates going up and down was really impacting their balance sheet, which inevitably caused some deficiencies, which eventually caused a run on the bank. And so, you know, lots of things. Like, I really beg them to read the article and not just the headlines.
Yeah.
Don't just take the headline that somebody that you follow on social media is telling you. Really read the article and find out facts, because you may be surprised what you really find out.
Yep. And speaking of the bank failure, as we learn more and more about Silicon Valley Bank, I mean, it's no wonder that it failed. Surprisingly, that it lasted as long as it did. I mean, when you have a bank that is being led by their chief executive, you know, pays more attention to the woke crowd than he does his own depositors, you know that's going to happen. I found it interesting to learn that over the past couple of years they had contributed. And look, I think banks, just like any business, mm-hmm. They have to be part of the community. They have to contribute to nonprofits. But they had contributed over $73 million to Black Lives Matter and organizations closely associated with Black Lives Matter and to a lot of organizations whose agenda is woke. And that catches up with you.
Joey, you are 100% right. And, you know, I read a great book. If you haven't read it, it's called Woke Inc. And Vivek, I'm going to mess up his name. He's running for president. Like, Ramaswamy. That's
yes.
Right. That's a mouthful. But he talks about that in his book about how, you know, when businesses that are for-profit businesses start giving in to their stakeholders and not their investors.
Yeah.
How business starts to turn upside down. And you know, really what he talked about was in there is how, you know, we should have legislation that tightens up our charters to where businesses cannot really play outside of their charter. And if they do, then they're not protected by the corporate veil. And I think that was a great insight to me. When you think about it, it's like, yeah, you know, he gives a lot of great examples. But what he talked about in the book is exactly what you're finding is playing out, is that companies now are too worried about actually what these social initiatives that they're doing, that they're taking the eye off the ball of what they're really supposed to be concentrating on. And that's whatever they're supposed to be doing, in their case, a bank. And I hope if they find that the heads of that bank were wrong, and that, you know, we're hearing that they, you know, the president of the bank sold his stock on Monday.
Yep.
That he faces the same penalties that anybody would for insider trading, because what we need to do is start holding people accountable. And again, that is what frustrates people, I believe, more than anything else, is when they see somebody getting away with something, and other people not. I mean, look at poor Martha Stewart. I mean, she made $40,000 off of a stock sale, and she ended up in prison.
Yeah.
And so if this guy made millions on his stock sale with insider information, then by God, he deserves to be in prison too.
Yeah, that is for sure. And probably a lot of others in those executive positions as well. By the way, we just referred to Ramaswamy as VR.
That's a great way to
yes.
refer to him, but
yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's not a plug for his book or anything, yeah. But I did read it, really enjoyed it, and think for anybody who is now, this has piqued their interest, what has happened, they should read it. I think you'd great insight in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, look, I'm sure you're due to be somewhere in a matter of minutes, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for your time. We'll catch up again next week.
Joey, have a great weekend. Hope everybody stays warm.
Sure thing. You too. Be safe.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.